Surrey is setting up an 18-month voluntary water meter installation pilot rebate program for 2025 and 2026. Council approved it on Monday night. Councillor Harry Baines called it a great program. I've received a number of calls over the last few months when water bill, utility bills went out, and they all say they know they're paying more, they just can't afford to put these meters in, so this is a great way to get the on our metered system. Councillors Rob Stutt, Mandeep Nagra, Doug Elford and Mike Bowes also expressed their enthusiasm for this. The payback to put these meters in is only a 2-year payback, much cheaper than buying a Tesla and saving on gas, right? This is the cheapest thing you could do, Surrey's General Manager of Engineering Scott Newman told Council. The City of Surrey in 1999 launched a program requiring water meter installations in all new residential, industrial, commercial and institutional developments, Newman noted in a corporate report. Since then, the City of Surrey has invested roughly $25 million in funding voluntary installations at a cost of about $857 per single-family residence. A pilot volunteer metering initiative was also introduced for existing non-metered residential properties, both single-family or multi-family, and it was envisioned that by 2015 all existing residents would voluntarily join the metering program, Newman said. The city's voluntary water meter installation program has made substantial progress over the last 20 years. Nevertheless, expanding metering coverage remains a key priority as Surrey grows and faces increasing water demands and increasing bulk water purchase costs and sanitary levy from Metro Vancouver. Single-family households that enrolled in the program got a free meter installed on Surrey's water utility tab, while multifamily properties received free meters with installation funded by the strata because of the high costs and potential for meter installations within the strata maintenance room. Newman said Surrey's volunteer metering program has been quite successful, with an estimated 78% of single-family dwellings metered, one of the highest rates in Metro Vancouver. Voluntary uptake of the meters was initially slow for the first few years and became more successful between 2007 to 2017, Newman reported, but the intake trend has slowed over the past couple years. According to Newman, water metering improves detection of leaks and provides for fair and accurate billing based on actual consumption. The average residential water consumption for cities with extensive water meter installations is typically lower than the regional average, he added. Properties with water meters have a financial incentive, benefit of having both their water and sewer bill being calculated based on actual consumption. Councillor Pardeep Kunar remarked that it appears 15% of the water is lost to leaks within the city's system. So, who's paying for that cost? She asked. Newman replied there's water loss through Surrey's pipes, Metro Vancouver's pipes, parks that are not metered and could have irrigation leaks, and also through fire protection and fire training. So there's a lot of non-revenue water, we call it water loss. The cost of that is funded by the current flat customers that are not metered. So we can't pass that cost back on to those that are metered. So they're basically paying for all the leakages within the city if they don't meter? Kunar asked. Correct, Newman replied, and that's why their rate is such a discrepancy. Single-family dwellings without a water meter are charged an annual $1,139, flat rate, for water and pay a $1,638 sewer utility bill for a combined $2,777 based on 2025 rates. Single-family dwellings with a water meter, in comparison, are charged based on the actual volume of water used, and in Surrey it works out to $572.65 per year with an annual sewer utility bill of $737.32 for a combined $1,309.97 per year. This is approximately 47% of the water and sewer bills for flat-rate customers, Newman said. Based on today's rates, the cost to install a meter for a single-family household is $1,000 when only a meter is required, $3,000 for a new meter and meter box in Grass Boulevard, and $6,000 for a new meter and meter box in paved driveway. Newman notes in his report that in the case of multifamily stratas, the installation cost can be between $6,000 to $60,000 depending on the size of the complex, be it a small townhouse complex or a four-story building and where the water service connection is located. A typical single-family dwelling is estimated to save $1,467.03 per year on their combined water and sewer utility bills if they have a metered connection versus a non-metered connection, Newman explained. This means, residents who fund the replacement of a water meter could realize a return on investment ranging from 1 to 4 years. However, some residents, particularly seniors and those who are marginalized, who would likely benefit the most from having lower utility charges, don't have the cash to get a water meter installed. So an 18-month incentive program for volunteer water meters extended to the end of 2026 will support an estimated 16,750 single-family properties without meters, Newman pointed out. Because most residents save money by converting, he maintains it's prudent, residents share in the cost of installation. For single-family houses and duplexes, there'd be a free meter and setup valued at $450 with a $400 rebate with a combined value of $850 for the first 500 participants to hire a contractor to install a meter box and setter. For multifamily complexes, a $1,500 maximum will be set for stratas, with more than 15 units, applicable to the first 15 stratas that retain a contractor to get the job done. Delta, Mission and Township of Langley have volunteer water meter installation programs where the installation costs are borne by the water utility, and Vancouver launched a fully funded mandatory program in 2024 to accelerate and complete metering by 2040, Newman reported. In Richmond, all detached homes are already metered, and the municipality is fully funding the remaining installation of multifamily buildings, he added. A Surrey rebate program will be piloted for 2025 and 2026, based on the existing annual budget not to exceed $500,000 per year, Newman explained. Meantime, Surrey residents can continue to drink to their good health. A recent corporate from Scott Newman, Surrey's general manager of engineering, indicates the city's 2024 water system annual report confirms and demonstrates that the city continues to deliver drinking water that meets high standards, with no concerns regarding bacterial contamination. Newman stated in his report that 3,003 water samples were taken in 2024 and no E. coli bacteria was found. While 9 samples initially indicated the presence of total coliform bacteria, further testing conducted after system flushing returned negative results. Chlorine levels were consistently monitored throughout the water distribution network, he reported. The Greater Vancouver Water District supplies Surrey's drinking water, under Metro Vancouver's jurisdiction. Newman noted Surrey's water distribution system is the most extensive network in BC, spanning 1,891 kilometers with 30 pressure zones supported by 9 pump stations. To preserve water quality within the distribution network, the city implements a unidirectional flushing strategy, aiming to clean the entire municipal water system every 5 years, Newman explained. Weekly samples are collected and analyzed by Metro Vancouver to evaluate the presence of bacteria, chlorine residuals, pH levels, water temperature, and turbidity. The City of Surrey also tests quarterly for disinfection by products like haloacetic acids, HAAS, and trihalomethanes, THMs, and twice per year tests for pH and metal content, with results continuing to align with the guidelines for Canadian Drinking Water Quality, 2022. No incidents of tampering or vandalism were reported in 2024. Security measures across the water system include lighting, locking mechanisms, alarm systems at pump stations, and backflow preventers installed on service connections. The City of Surrey, Newman concluded, remains committed to high standards in water distribution maintenance, ensuring that residents and businesses continue to receive safe, clean, and high-quality drinking water. Councillor Doug Elford sang city staff's praises. "Once again, our drinking water is excellent, according to this report," he remarked. "It is very high quality, once again, and I'm proud of that, and I just want to say I'm proud of you too, staff, for that." It looks like there was no upsets or anything like that, and that's really, really quite an accomplishment. Councillor Mike Bowes echoed that. Hats off to our staff, City Waterworks people, he said. Our water is fantastic and it's safe. Not everybody can say that. Mayor Brenda Locke also weighed in. There's certainly nothing more important than water. I do want to also though recognize and thank Metro Vancouver because they're the ones that do the testing for us, so that has been a really great service that we have to thank Metro Vancouver for.